Welcome, what's up? Back with Birds of a Feather, your girl AJ, the Suburban Princess, the co-ed edition is back at you. And as you can hear, my boy Eddie B is live back in Sutton's Philly. How you doing?
Good, doing great, AJ. How about yourself?
Popping back there. You got
so we got it's called Tasteful. Well, you know I'm the manager now.
Pop your collar. Say that again. Keep that information.
Yeah, so I'm not just the bartender on Tuesdays and Saturdays, also helping manage the place. So right now we
the client. He's a manager. go ahead.
So right now we got this guy. His name is called Joey Sticks. They are playing every other Thursday. They will be here.
Nice.
So they won't be here again until. So he won't be here again for the second.
Okay. So that's fine because Memorial Weekend coming up, so everybody got plans. So that's good to know.
Yeah. So every other, he's coming in. They do a great job. It sounds really good. I mean, I missed them last week. They were here because they had I was at a wedding. Everything seems to be pretty cool. He's got professional. They come on time, they're ready to go.
You hear that beat. Yeah, I'm sitting here bobbing my head like I'm there. You hear me?
Yeah.
So if I keep doing this, don't be distracted. You know me. Every time
I'm gonna get you down here soon, though. So.
No, I am because it's starting to get warm. And I told you. I just told you how I figured out how to get there. I just have to make sure I'm on the right side of the street. all right, so welcome to the COVID edition. Last time I recorded, I ranted myself about how the Sixers ended the season, but Eddie didn't get a chance to give his.
Because I wasn't ready. I was going to break my computer if I did.
I know, but you're not as mad anymore. So now that you can look clearly, how did you feel like everything ended?
I wasn't disappointed in the fact that they lost. I was more disappointed in how they came out playing.
Right.
I wanted to come out on their fucking shield. Just at least leave it all out there. Don't just lay down and die. You know, at least fight.
Right.
There was no fighting that night at all. Zero. And that was the most disappointing part. Was the fight that was in these guys. You could see the defeat. They were defeated in their eyes.
They couldn't gel.
Yeah.
They couldn't gel. I mean,
and that was the thing that just made that's the part that made me disgusted, You know, say what you want about coach, say what you want about anything, but you know, at the same time, it's the players. They're on the play. They got to play. You know, he could tell them to their blue in the face, but not going to do. You know, they're not going to do. They don't want to do it. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're forcing this whole thing of what's going to happen next year now because. What are we going to do? What's going to happen with Hart? Is he going to have the same how he started looking like he didn't care and anything else? You know?
I don't think he was very creative on the floor after a while.
And I also think that has a lot to do with I don't think his hamstring was as healed as they were saying it was, to be honest with you. I don't think it was.
You don't think what?
I don't think his hamstring was as healed as they were letting on to be, like he was okay.
I never thought he was okay. I thought he was doing as good as he could. My whole thing was, once he started decimating, he couldn't shoot as much as he was supposed to
shoot. He was coming out flat, just shooting it was crazy. So, we got to see. He is not deserving of a Supermax contract. So,
no.
I mean,
how are they going to swing that?
Yeah, who sees what's going to happen with him next year? Because, I mean, is he going to sign the option? He said he would. So, I mean, I'd take him. If you want to get an extension, I wouldn't take him for. He should not get Supermax. I'll take him 3 years at 25 a year under the Supermax deal. Way under the Supermax deal. I'll take him at that, but he does not deserve a Supermax. If he's going to come out flat like that and not be able to pick up and not be able to even play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not – because then that's going to take away what we could get. And we're going to have three players on max contract deals. That's
my point. Like, do you want to be hamstrung with players that don't deserve that much money because you're already locked in with Tobias? I mean, most likely they're going to look for a trade partner. I just read before we signed on that the Bulls are possibly looking to trade with Matisse. So I would like Levine. I like Kobe White.
Yeah.
Role players.
I mean, that's the only way I would be okay with a 5-3 trade,
Yeah.
Like, if you get somebody like that.
I mean,
what's the other rumor I heard? Damon Lillard. Who's the other guy?
Not Dame. It was who they were talking about. Dame. I was half listening to what Mike was doing the other day because I was in and out at work, but I heard that they were throwing around names.
Yeah, they were.
They were throwing what's his name? Big guy in Lakers with the eyebrow, but I don't like him.
I don't want anybody else off the Lakers after what happened with Boston.
I about to say, no.
But after Andrew Bynum, I don't want another fucking Laker.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'd be fine with Beal still. I'm still cool with bringing Bradley Beal. I know he's not.
I mean, that's
creative, but he's a shooter, and they just need consistent shooting. Well, and if that's what he's good at, that's a specialty. Who cares about defense?
And then also if Washington's going to let him go.
That's the thing, and that was the whole thing. But remember, we were saying when they played in Washington last season. You know, obviously him and Embiid get along. You know, a lot of the time it feels like almost Bradley Beal wasn't really meshing with his team or even paying his team any mind.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, all right, well, he already likes, you can tell he got chemistry with Embiid the whole time. So.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I'd take him.
And then they threw out Kawhi, too. But I never thought about Kawhi because I figured he was pretty much done, I thought.
I
wouldn't want Kawhi now. I'd want Kawhi that beat our ass 3 years ago.
That lucky ass shot.
That's what I'm saying. We don't need guys that are just like in their last 2 years. We need guys that are still somewhat in their prime, or just get a whole bunch of role players then. Because what's the point? You know, you want to get enough if you feel like you have to move Tobias, even though I feel like Tobias has become reliable.
Yeah, I mean, he played good this year, but.
I'm in no rush to kick him aside. I know everybody wants to get rid of him, but I don't feel like he's necessarily that easy to get rid of.
If he didn't have a nice contract, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Because
he'd be fine. This is where he is.
I feel like he stepped up consistently the last two seasons. You know, usually when the whole team falls apart, it's not just on one guy. Like, everybody was to blame on that last game. So, I don't think.
And I love how Maxie has emerged as a guy.
And he's still learning. I don't expect anything more but everything going up next season.
Yeah.
So, if he's already in his second and third, and about to be in his third season, and he's already motivated, then it's just a matter of time. So, why even try to think about throwing Maxie in a trade?
It'd be dumb.
Because then they'd be in the process again. And if that's the case, then Embiid should just go to Miami Heat and just close his career in Miami and say, fuck it, you know?
He
wants to be with Jimmy, you know?
So, what we need to do is let Jimmy win the championship there, and then he can come back home.
I would love for him to come back.
Much as he loved it here. You know,
he did like it here. He just didn't like the personnel, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, yeah. He hated Brett Brown with a passion.
He hated Brett Brown, and he knew that Ben was a punk, and he was.
Was a bitch. So.
He was a bitch. No, he's right. I mean, but that's why I said I kept tweeting all that time. I said, the more I watch Jimmy progress. Yeah. I just hope this time he actually wins, because I felt like they got really close.
Yeah.
And my pick was the Suns. Now that the Suns is out, I don't know who the fuck to get it now besides the Warriors. So if Jimmy surprises the world,
the Warriors are good. We'll see. I mean,
Warriors are beatable, though.
Yeah, they are.
So we never know. I'm all for Jimmy at this point because I want him to prove everybody wrong. I kind of like that he always had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
But the realism is, if he does win, I would like to think he'd want to come back to Philly because he knows him and Embiid were unstoppable.
If we could get him back here, oh my God. If they win, I would love it too. But
I would love it. Call me sentimental, but I just feel like when you have chemistry with someone and you finally found somebody that Embiid can honestly feel comfortable with more than once. I mean, come on. The closing comments, obviously, that Embiid even himself said that he's not the Harden of Houston, to me showed me that he's willing to say that I'm fine if he comes back.
And Harden knows he's not that same player.
That's the thing. Like, I think people thought that he was threw him under the bus. I'm like, no, Harden knows he's not Harden, but he's not going to say that. He's not going to tell you, I don't think I can do it. He'll just be like, I'm going to get better. I'm going to do what I can do.
Hey,
he's here to help. That's it.
If they can get him at a reasonable price and they keep him facilitator, and he gets some, can we bring is Seth's contract up?
Is who?
Seth. contract up with Brooklyn.
Seth, someone said he has one more year. I was hoping they could find a way to bring him here. Because I wish you could. Be happy in Brooklyn. I know.
I wish you could bring him back.
I'm hoping they could find a way to flip that, because I don't see any reason why he shouldn't come back either, because they didn't really want to get rid of him in the first place. Honestly, yeah. They just had no choice. He was one of the better guys.
Great spot shooter. Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, when he got hot, he was just like his brother. It's like you get him on a whole deal. He's fine. Yeah, he's not the greatest defensive player.
I'm convinced his dad used to like make him shoot for the food.
Yeah. When you constantly have to be compared to your brother, I'm sure you feel. Yeah, that's yeah. Some type of way. I mean, you know, but I don't think he really wanted to leave yet. I don't think he really felt the need to leave, but he knew his business.
Yeah, you guys jamming now.
I hear it. I see your head. Yeah, I know it's gonna be hard to focus, but we're gonna be done this quick. But moving on from the Sixers, we know that stuff is gonna happen, so we'll see. Yes. Everything's probably gonna come out later. But moving on to the big news of the day is. We both are wearing our next teams that we want to talk about. So let's just move to what you're showing, because obviously I couldn't find my damn visor. But with the Phillies news about Bryce being off the cuff, being on the mend for a while, trying to get that.
Hey, you know, at least it's now. It's early, so I'm okay. Now, yeah. I'm okay with it
too.
Because you know what? They got 3 more months of baseball left, so.
That's what I'm saying. They got like 50-11 games still left. I'm not worried about
it. I am completely fine with that, because
yeah,
at least it's happening now and it's not finished season. That's when we run into a rocky spot at the end of the season.
And the good thing is to focus on the fact that Wheeler is still playing awesome. Nola's going up and down. I still don't like Nola, but you know, whatever.
The funny thing is, Nola actually hasn't
played good. They just haven't given him support.
Yeah, he hasn't had the run support. I mean, it sucks. Yeah.
And Wheeler was the same way up until last night.
Yeah, they've wasted, three good outings?
Yeah. What else is new? I mean, that's the problem. They can't fix every problem in Philly either. They still got an outfield issue. They're still using their dumble, for the occasional.
Yeah, they even bumped back before Roman Quinn without the dreads.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot Roman Quinn is back. Yeah, they have to recycle a lot of guys.
I like him. He's a speed. He's fast.
I have no problem with him either, but I agree that
he's not a great batter. He's not a great hitter, but he plays great defense. So.
No. Yeah. But sometimes he had a tendency to over-pursue, which is what I think a lot of the analysts
guys are too
about.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. He would just be trying too hard and then do something dumb. You'd be like, all right, Roman, chill.
Yeah.
but moving on real quick, Eagles, we obviously, the newest acquisition, we've got Bradbury.
Mr. James Bradbury.
Bradbury from the Giants, which was rumored to be looking good, but we weren't sure. I'm still fuck Howie until September. I don't care what nobody says. I get what everyone's happy about, but I said this still has to come together. And we don't know what's going to happen in the fall.
People got to calm down with all the Howie hate. You mean, look what he's done.
I'm not. I still don't like Howie. I get it. We still want to look at the good. We wouldn't have to work so damn. He wouldn't have to work so damn hard if he just understood how the market and trades work in the first place.
I'm going to say this, and because. You know, I don't know if you noticed one little point, and I've noticed this. Look who's been quiet. Who have you heard from in a while?
Yeah, we talked about it last time. I know.
Who have we haven't heard? And you haven't heard from him still. And I'm like, yes, just keep him.
Because he's not dumb. He's probably not going to talk until, just around preseason time, before the regular season.
Well, the good thing is, I think he's staying out of the process, which is great. Keep him out of the process.
No, he wouldn't help me. I mean,
Howie is a problem. Most of the problem. But at the same time, he's got the owner in his ear. Hey, do this. What is he going to do? He's going to go with the man who signed his checks for him. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Howie wasn't going to feel pressure once they upped his contract, so that just gave all of his fans who wanted him to leave. You know, that just stuck us in our chest. That
hopefully,
was
knock on wood, let's just...
Look, I mean, so far, so good. I mean, between him and getting Hassan, you know, Temple's own Hassan Reddick back, and I mean, back in Philly, and then, the rumor is now they're trying to get the safety. You know, the rumors are looking at who's the guy?
Hey,
somebody from Cincinnati.
At least for a change, they're being proactive.
What'd you say?
At least that's for a change, they're being proactive. and actually, you know, trying to do something. Instead of
they ain't got no choice because after the draft, it was clear they were missing out on really high defensive picks in the first round, other than our, obviously our big boy. Yeah. And we got from Georgia, and then Nakobe. So right away, people thought they weren't going defensive at all.
Yeah, you know? I think we did. They ended up with good, even with some of the undrafted.
Yeah, okay.
Did a good job with some of the signings.
They got a whole bunch of cornerbacks in the undrafted. Yeah, so
some guys that some raw talent that you know don't have to play right.
Right, got a cornerback too.
Yeah, that guy is strong will beat out. That guy strong will beat out whoever other third string guy is. He'll beat him out. He'll be in camp. I like the tight end situation.
They got that guy, that tight end guy. Yeah, the one that I think has no future.
looking at tape, he doesn't look that bad. But he won't have to do anything. He's not gonna. It's
I know. He may just be a special teams guy. I mean, yeah. Most likely that's what a lot of those guys end up being.
And their sign, that's also that's what they are. So, and also now we're that center guy. I mean, I think he's going to pan out good. Handpicked by our own center.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one that everybody was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. But, you know, just that one. That one's going to do his job. That one's going to make a player. He's a good guy who never took a snap of football in his life. And look what he did with a lot of.
I mean, honestly, the more you look at the guys that have been here and just never got enough, you know, because there was a lot of flip-flopping, obviously, with the O-line and stuff. But there's still the question of the guys that are coming back from long injuries that still haven't really played again. So we don't know what Sam Model's going to do. We don't know if they're going to decide to move on for him and give him a grievance, you know. And now that Brandon Brooks retired and moved on to business and stuff, it's just, you know, you have to look at the O-line differently this year and hope that, you know, Lane makes more consistent strides without his buddy, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, so Mamu had a good year last year.
That's, he did up until he broke his leg.
Yeah. But I think
I hear
that's,
Usher.
See, as you can tell, you have a good. That's what you can tell. You have a good coach. You know, if you can.
Yeah.
Remember, we're plug and play. We still have one of the best offensive lines in the league.
I just, for their sake, as always, I just hope to see more continuity this year. I mean, if anything, all they need to do is just be more consistent this year, have a lot of early wins. They start off in Detroit, so hopefully Detroit will be the kickoff and then they continue, just like they did after they won the first game last year in Atlanta. So we don't want to see them just win one game and then go dead for like 5-6 games and then come back. We want them experimenting with wins more than ever.
Yeah, they have a favorable schedule too, which is good. So.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, let's just talk about in general how they're saying that the Eagles have more home primetime games, so that's good.
They have a lot of primetime games.
So that's exciting.
We haven't had 5 primetime games since Donovan's.
I don't think since I worked we've had that many prime games. Because when I first started working at the link, my first night was a Monday night game. It was a Packer game, and I was like, oh my God, my first night ever be on my ass, on my feet this long for a whole day on top of work. It was the longest Monday night ever. And I took off the next day because I was like, I can't take this. But I was like, I got to do it again. But yeah, there's a lot of games playing on Christmas Day. I think Christmas night has 3 games.
They're playing Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Oh, Christmas Eve. I thought it was Christmas.
I think the Eagles are playing Christmas Eve.
I know they're playing Dallas around that time, so that'll be a big deal. We're going to see the return of Commander Carson in November, so that'll be exciting. See him come back home and mustard yellow and red with the Commanders, which is very, very weird, but I hope we beat his ass off just to make him really feel bad. But you know, hey, if he's still even playing at that point, because I don't trust that turf, they ain't done shit to that stadium, so I'm praying that Carson doesn't hurt being on the
bench. Turf
doesn't give him no promise for him to last like more than 5 games without. What's his name? Heineke ready to like take over.
Yeah, I mean, Heineke,
He's fiery, so I think that he's waiting. He's secretly just waiting. They're like, this guy's like, well, I want my time. I hate to say it, but you know, yeah. Carson has developed that reputation at this point. I can't even vouch for him anymore.
Soft tissue paper.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Mentally soft.
Yeah, mentally. And I think that now, I think he'll realize, even if he'll never probably admit it, because you know, he smiles through everything, but I think that he secretly probably realizes he should have just cuffed it fucking out, you know, just deal with whatever would have happened. Because you never would have known. Like, Chris could have ended up not even being a threat, and they could have ended Cohen coexisting if he'd have just waited it out. Instead of creating such a drama by exiting stage left so quicker, you know? Because at the end of the day, you're never going to satisfy us. So it's never about really the fans. It's about, do you believe in the team? Now, mind you, at the time, I totally sided with him. I was more like, after 5+ years, you're going to feel quick to put a competition against me? After I've been here, you know, and been through all of it. They were more like, you're not stable right now. We need to know that you definitely want it. You know, and so I think he took that as an offensive, and he just broke, you know, and then only to find that you get played by the same guy who used to be your coach, you know, and quickly exit Indy. So it's like, at some point, you have to realize it's you, you know?
Yeah, they kind of did him dirty, though.
They did do him dirty. I agree. That owner was a punk. Like, I don't know how you can come out and smash your quarterback.
Yeah, but we didn't do him that well either. We started his mental breakdown.
I mean, come on. We technically, yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. They were dumb enough to even give him. I told you they should have waited his last year before they gave him a contract because of the injuries. Like I said, they should have just waited that last year out and maybe he would have earned it. But they jumped and then he got hurt again. Yeah, so
they jumped.
Everybody jumped. So it's like Eagles actually did him dirty less than what Indy did. Like they just knew from the door, like this dude was shit. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Did y'all sign? Yeah,
it didn't help his confidence by saying, oh, somebody in. Let's keep signing the guy that got him looking over his shoulder every day.
I mean, Frank Reich, of all people, I would never think would be apologizing for how he turned out. Like, especially because that was the week that he decided to play even after being on, you know, COVID. Like, if anything, you should have been a stronger coach and said, you know what, playoffs or not, I'm not risking you, you know, throwing away a game because of your health, you know?
Yeah.
But whatever. Either way, I'm happy to see what's happening so far, but there's a lot more going on.
We get to beat up on them twice a year.
Yeah. And honestly, at this point, Giants are still a question mark because who the hell is they didn't decide to continue. They didn't take Daniel Jones' option. So,
that franchise is a dumpster fire anyway.
It is, but yet they almost whipped their butts twice this year. Didn't they beat them like the last two games? Like, they didn't still play them very well.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing.
But we didn't play that well.
But we got their cornerback, so I'm thinking maybe we'll be
Did you see the one article they were saying? Somebody said, oh, the Giants fired back by signing the Eagles cornerback. I'm like, Michael Jaquette was trash. Nobody gives a fuck about Michael Jaquette.
Who did they get?
They saw Michael Jaquette.
Oh, Jaquette, yeah.
Yeah, like, who cares about Michael Jaquette?
He was a problem. He didn't know where he was supposed to be, yeah.
Michael Jaquette wasn't a pro bowler either, so.
No, and I'll that's a show you have. Their front office is very misinformed.
I will take the proven commodity over.
Over Michael Jaquette.
Like, he could barely cover anybody.
Right.
I mean, now we're looking at what? Now we have two cornerbacks who have the most deflections and pass defense.
Yeah, between him and Slay. Yeah, I know. I saw that stat. I put that on our page. Yeah. I cracked up because I said, holy shit.
What are we accidentally stepping into now? And he's excited, too.
Well, he should be. And honestly, if you're more familiar even with Jalen because he's another Sooner, then, you know, you have already comfort. And so that means they're actually making a point to make Jalen hurt comfortable. So this is like his year to make a break, you know?
Yeah.
They're actually going out and getting guys that you know. And they're fine with it.
Yeah, well, he's got some weapons. So hopefully now, see what he can do with it.
Well, I look at it this way. I like from the door the way Jalen even played, even when he only played half that season. Like, I already felt like he knew what he was doing, even when he didn't, you know?
Yeah.
I think it only made me nervous because obviously the way the whole team in general wasn't gelling right away. But I think Jalen himself is confident enough in himself that he can improve where he was overcompensating a lot last season. So I'm hoping that mentally he decides to compromise even when shit doesn't look easy. You know what I mean? Like,
and they all like, which is great. The team, all the players like.
And honestly, and you know what? I half believe that shit when people say that, because you know what? You find out later there's some people that always talk later, like they did on Carson.
Somebody's gonna talk shit later.
Yeah, someone's gonna always talk shit. Like they're real quick to flip on Carson. I just thought to myself, I'm like, that many people couldn't have liked him, and the same people didn't say anything about him when he was there. So
yeah, true.
Let's just put it this way: if they actually see the first round playoffs and beyond, I'll be excited. Like, to me, they got a lot to overcome this year, but I feel like it'll be a little less stressful this year to watch, because now you know that he has the players. Mm-hmm. You know, he got AJ now opposite Devonta.
Yes, no, that's.
I don't know if it's Devonta or Devonta, because I'm getting confused.
I think it's Devonta. But no.
I think it's Devonta too, but I don't know. I feel like he's going to address that soon, because we're all, you know, we're in Philly, we'd be jacking up everybody's name. You know, we'll be making everybody plural soon, but yeah, no, I'm happy about what the Eagles are going to bring. I know it's not even close to training camp yet, but I'm antsy already. You know, especially because you know that there's nothing really to talk about, obviously, at this point with the Sixers. I think everybody wants to touch that whole last part of the postseason. I'm still half watching the playoffs, you know, like
I'm still watching. I mean, I want to see what happens.
I
was even watching the NHL playoffs too. I was rooting for Florida because I want Drew to get a chance.
Oh, Drew and the Panthers are still playing.
And they have Bob too. You know they have Bob Bobrovsky on that team. Yeah. Bobrovsky.
Okay.
Old goalkeeper. Yeah, he's on the team. So they get one, I won't be mad.
Well, the Flyers signed somebody too. They signed another goalie, didn't they? I think they signed another goalie. I'll look back. I could have sworn I saw that.
I don't really get a chance to check the news today.
Yeah, they kind of randomly will show when they add new.
Yeah,
people.
I didn't see anything pop across my phone yet. So
no, and it could have been something that maybe was like for a practice squad, or maybe I had the wrong team. But I could have sworn I thought that I thought they saw somebody that was going to back up Carter. So we'll see. I mean, they're doing a lot of mission around. I'm wondering how long they can keep their core now that Drew is gone. So I'm wondering who else is going to go.
Most of the guys on the team now are young.
Yeah, and that's what they need. Yeah, they lost a lot of the good guys early. Yeah, you're getting loud. So you know what? I thank you even for making this time, brother. Once it gets warm, we'll be.
Technically, right now,
okay.
technically, but you know, I'm only for a little, not too long today.
Okay.
They're in a break of a set right now. So
I figure because I didn't hear any bass, so I figured they were done. But yeah. No, but so overall, did you get to look at most of the schedule at least before we close?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do the whole win loss thing because you don't know.
Yeah, I don't believe in that part. I just was trying to think what was the interesting ones if I realistically won't go to any games, honestly. But if I do, I better win tickets like I did last year. Because the only game if I went to an away game would be Arizona. I'd be kind of curious about the Arizona game. And because people are already planning like packages, you know.
Oh yeah, and who else? The Titans are coming here, aren't they?
I do not know. I didn't look at that.
I think they're here. I mean, I would love to make that trip again if they were going there. That's a great.
I feel like if they do come here, they definitely have to win that one because they lost that game kind of stupidly a couple years back.
Oh, I was there. Sucked.
I know. Who was you know, I'm blanking.
Oh yeah, they play Tennessee here week 13.
Week 13. Well, at least they get a normal bye this year. It's not like super late. At least they get
it's like what, seven?
It's like six or seven. Like it should
be. Seven,
I hate a really long or a really early bye because really early byes are like doesn't help them when they need the break, you know, before it starts getting cold.
I'd rather have it either. Yeah, like I'd rather have it either in the middle or
right.
at the end. Or towards or at the end. Closer like, to if, just or, like if they're getting ready to, for the playoffs, they need that extra.
Right, right. Just yeah. before division games, I like a bye. Like give them a little break where they start playing all the divisional games. Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like they don't have to do a lot of traveling, which is.
That's what it was.
Which is good. So, I mean.
Yeah.
That's usually because usually they screw us with that shit.
They do. That's what they said. Right. That's why a lot of people said the Eagles will luck out this year not having to travel as much.
I wouldn't mind going to the Houston game.
Oh, the Houston
game. It's a primetime game, too.
Now, I think the only thing that really, you know, me, I'm still waiting for them to, when they go back to Miami, but that's usually a preseason game. I would love if they went to Miami during the regular season because I would love if they went to Miami during the regular
season. That stadium's a fucking dump.
No, it is, but I would
sorry.
No, it's true. It's true, but I mean,
I used to go there and watch Phillies games all the time.
Yeah, like I would just go just to be in Miami. But
oh, yeah, I get that.
That's an away destination I would want to go.
The Arizona game sounds good.
Arizona game looks fun, and also too, I would love to see Zach.
I'm not going to Detroit. Fuck Detroit. Fuck that.
Huh?
Not going to Detroit.
No, Detroit has no appeal to me at all.
You know, Chicago wouldn't be a bad game to go to.
Chicago would be nice.
I've always wanted to go to Soldier Field, so.
Well, I've always wanted to go to Chicago in general, just for the food and for the ambiance.
Oh, I've been to Chicago. I've been to Chicago a couple times, so.
I haven't.
No, it's
my mom said it's beautiful because she's
a great trip. Just don't go in the wintertime. That's all.
No, I wouldn't even kill my. I wouldn't even.
That cold.
If I was invited in the winter, I'd be like, no, I better be.
That's a different kind of cold. I'm telling you.
It's ungodly. It's ungodly, and that's what everyone
said. I've been there, and I was like, oh my god, I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah, if you listen to Higher Learning, the podcast, and Lindsay was saying that she was like, "You have a death wish if you go to Chicago in the dead winter. Mm-hmm. You'll just lose all common sense." But
no, when it cuts you like a knife.
Yeah, I ain't trying to deal with it. I can't deal with cold here, so I couldn't have made it to Chicago. Mm-hmm. But all right, so overall, I think we've got it out of our systems. You know, we kind of know this is the period where we're kind of moving into Phillies / Eagles.
And the OTA starts soon, right?
OTA starts soon, I would think, because it's usually around like just before the weekend.
Yeah, just after. Yeah.
Or just after. And then after that, it becomes slowly ingratiating training camp in little ways. Although they do it now in NovaCare, so it's not like.
Well, they got. Well, the rookies got their mini camp already. A small one.
Yeah. They've been showing a lot of clips. A lot of the defensive ends been practicing together. They've been showing AJ and all them showing up.
Hey, Dean looks healthy. I don't know if he looks
fine to me. I mean, you know, I guess we won't know till preseason, you know, how long he can.
So once they get into contact, so.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, durability to me will make sense as he goes to a preseason game because that's the only time he'll probably get contact, you know, right away.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they do pads, I don't know because he wasn't, you know, this coach is going to be like Andy Reid. I don't think he's going to work them to death. I think he's going to – and I think now they can't really because I think it has something to do with the CBA or contract or whatever. They can't really work them to death. So, which is fine because I always get annoyed that so many injuries happen so soon before. So I think that's good that they did that because I'm just like, why are all our players already not, you know, beat up before they even start the regular season?
I feel so bad for these guys when they take an injury in camp.
Yeah, me too. Well, especially because, I mean, who did you just hear? We just – Tariq Cohen.
Any team. I hate to hear that.
Any team. But, I mean, it's always a player, too, if you know hasn't really gotten, like, a good footing in a while. And it's like, great. Just when he starts getting himself back from whatever he was injured before, it's like, dang it. You know, now he's out for the whole season. Mm-hmm. Like, that's ridiculous, you know. But – And I feel also bad for rookies when they get hurt because they don't want to spend the rest of their time on the sidelines for the regular season. Yeah. They can't be part of it, you know, because they got an injury. So that's why I'm definitely interested in seeing how, like, you brought in the Kobe and then if that tight end ends up being a good backup. And also if
Tyree Johnson, Jackson, he makes it back.
I want him to come back because he's good height. He's about the same height as Dallas.
And we got the J.J. Whiteside experiment.
J.J., that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
I mean, he's a good special teamer. He ain't good for nothing else, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, all they kept talking about was his blocking last year. His blocking was so outstanding.
I mean, he is a good blocker. That's about it.
I mean, that's what you need. I mean, because it can't be Dallas all the time, because I think sometimes Dallas wanted to throw, and that's why I think his catcher broke last year, because he was living in
Florida. Well, that one kid from Kansas, he's excited about it. He lost playing special teams, he said. The linebacker from Kyrie.
Kyron.
He loves playing special teams. He said. He said because you get to just run down the field and you get to.
You just hit people.
Yeah. Yep. He said you get to just go after the football. That's it.
I want to find out who's going to be the punt returner person, because it damn sure ain't Rear. We need to find our punt returner person, because really used to be Sproles. Used to be.
As if he's still here.
Right.
Could be. And don't be surprised if it's being Gainwell or.
Well, Gainwell, I actually see working for eventually, because I feel like he was pretty solid. I mean, yeah, he had his gaffes every now and then, but I think he was always he pretty much ingratiated himself pretty quickly for a rookie.
Yeah.
Until when they started moving him around, because they were trying to make up for the lack of Breaker. But
yeah,
that's when he started kind of getting unfocused. But the running back kept recycling after Miles went down again. And Miles better stay healthy this year, because I'm done. I'm about to be done with him.
This is a contract year for him too. So
yeah, because I feel like every time you relied on Miles, then all of a sudden his hammy came up, and it was like, dude, if you don't stop with this hammy shit, like, what are you not doing? Because you are like the fastest dude. He was sitting there running yards, you know, what, first year or second year, that time I played in Buffalo, and he was just literally running track all over the whole team. Like, and then it's like he disappeared. They didn't really trust him, so they didn't use him a lot. And then I kept saying to myself, don't run him up the middle, run him on the side.
Yeah. We'll see that kid from the Sooners, Kennedy Brooks. Kennedy Brooks is, 6'1", 225? Yeah, he's a bruiser. I mean, he can possibly fill that role like Garrett Blunt did for us. I mean, he's a big guy.
Wait, you got that guy too? He was another free agent?
He was an undrafted rookie. We signed him.
That's right. I sort of remember hearing about this, because they, you know, how they kind of dribble drabbed a lot of guys that they signed last year.
And he was just a case of the fact that, you know, there was a lot of people weren't drafting running backs this year.
No, they weren't. Yeah, and I don't blame them, because they feel like it's a short shelf life. It wasn't a priority. Yeah,
and no one really was like desperate for running backs. So nobody, like a few running backs actually went in the draft this year, which is kind of
It was a big run on
the big boys. So I mean,
that's why it was so disappointing that we didn't grab a lot of defensive guys right away. I mean, the main thing was they definitely needed help on the O-line. Now that Brandon was gone, so I just want Lane to feel confident that he can handle it, even though he can't. Somebody fell. They starting again?
No, it was a motorbike went past.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
since I'm right off of Fifth Street, you get like, oh god, it's like.
Crazy. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that's kind of a huge intersection. Yeah.
Yeah, you get Fifth Street. Cecil B. Moore.
Cecil B. Moore, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a random parade of like somebody's blasting some Dominican music coming by.
Especially when once it starts getting like,
oh my god, once it starts
lighter later.
It gets hot too. Like,
and it gets hot. Yeah, it's gonna be just random.
Yeah.
But that's good for you, because you don't have to pay attention. So
as long as they keep coming, so spending some money.
Get your cocktails, get your food, because I'll be down there. I told him, I said the pictures that Eddie been putting on his Instagram page. The tacos look good, the drinks look good. But definitely keep posting, because that'll help me decide on what I want to eat before I go home. Coming from work Wednesday through Friday.
Well, that I'm back on. I know who you are pretty much, so I don't tell them about you.
I'm a fruity drinker, so you don't have to, you know. I'm not one of these things that I don't do the brown juice, so.
We got you covered, pretty. So either way.
Anything tequila sunrisey. All right, Ed. Well, definitely I'll be checking you out soon. And thanks again. As the co-ed edition dismisses, we will definitely keep you posted about any good gossip that starts developing with our Birds, with our Phillies, and of course with the Sixers and the Flyers. As of right now, we know we're all in Bird mode, and we're excited about these new acquisitions. So please feel free to comment on my YouTube page, and if not, hit Eddie up on
Twitter. Eddie B215.
I know it's your Instagram.
And it's Barksdale Eddie. That's my Instagram.
And we got the co-ed underscore edition page on Instagram. So feel free to follow us, whatever. And me personally, AJ Supreme Princess, I'm under She Talks Ball 78. And yeah, throw us a DM. Don't be crazy and spammy because we will block you. and if you want to shout out on Twitter, I'm, for some reason, my Twitter got messed up. I think Elon Musk.
Again?
It's supposed to be Elena Janine, but now it's like Elena Anin. So it looks like one word. I don't know how that happened. I hate you, Elon Musk. I hate you. But anyway, thanks for talking, making time, buddy. And you be safe. Keep an eye on your bar. Shout out to Corpus Philly. We'll be talking again. Fly, Eagles, fly. Ring the bell. What's the other thing? Here they come. Yeah. Flyers, bring it back to broad. All that good Philly stuff.
All that good stuff, yeah.
Summer's coming. Be patient. Things are getting better soon. All right? Peace out, y'all. AJ's from here. Eddie B out. Bye.